Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. You know what it's about? What is it we're all about? Oh, we're all about the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before that, we went on the break, we heard Robert from Valley Forge talking about voting. And folks, I hope you can vote. One way or another, you got to vote. Right, David?
You need to. It's an important thing. And make your voice be heard. This is an opportunity where we all get the equal chance to say what we feel and to put people in office that represent the way our political feelings lean. So doesn't even have to be all the same ticket, you know, but it's important to get out there and vote.
Well, I hope some more people will call in before and after our next guest caller.
Folks, if you have anything to say, now's the time. I'd like to hear from you. Call in now, whether you're sighted, whether you're blind. Call in like if you have anything to say about this voting problem, like to hear about it. Phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
You could really hear the frustration in Paul's voice, Paul from Atlanta. I feel terrible.
Going through. I'm with him, too. It's embarrassing, you know, when you get to the place and you have to deal with, when you've already learned accessible voting machine, and then they switch it on you, and it doesn't work as well. It's not good taking a step back, for sure.
No, it's not. So, Michael, did you want to throw out your trivia, and then we'll talk to our guest caller in a little bit?
Is that what you're saying? We could do trivia right now?
I'm giving you
great.
Let's do it.
It's official.
It's official. The big boss with the hot sauce just said it's trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song?
Ourselves in a world of our own.
As we stroll along together,
we
good. That's enough.
We will nice.
To be so who's singing that song? That was a great song. If you know the group. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
So in love. So in love.
So in love.
So in love. Do, do, do.
Nice, Chris.
I like that. I try to do a little shum shum.
Yeah. Hey, Chris.
So, anybody know that song? Anybody know that song? Who's singing that song?
I don't know who sang it, but I like the finger snapping. Any song with a finger snaps is good for me. What do you think, Chris? Uh-oh, someone's got him. Someone's got our Chris.
Chris, anybody on the line?
Yes, sir. We got to go all the way over to Kissimmee, Florida. And my friend Jeff, he sounds real confident, like he know who did this song. He sounds as if he was singing in the group himself. Let's go talk with our good friend Jeff from Kissimmee. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good, good.
Who is this, Jeff from Kissimmee, Florida?
Hi, Jeff.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
How's your day,
so,
man?
Jeff, do you know who's singing the song, Jeff?
So Much in Love by the Times.
You're absolutely
That's right.
Right.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. You got it, Jeff. You nailed it.
Wow.
You nailed it.
How did you know that?
Thank you.
How did you know that, Jeff?
Yeah, he sounds so young.
Sorry?
How did you know that
very
song?
Young.
I've heard the song, and I'm listening with my fiance Tiffany as well.
Oh, cool. Good for you. Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany.
That group, by the way, just so you'll know, anybody from Philadelphia came from Philadelphia. That's where they were from, Philadelphia. That was a great group from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So take his name down and address. We'll send him a $10 gift card from Subway. Thanks, Jeff, for calling in. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Jeff, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You know, this was a great song. And I remember hearing this song in a couple of movies that played growing up. This is one of them all-time favorite songs right here that I enjoy growing up. Just a mere fact, because I can do the bass line.
Okay. You can do all the parts, Chris.
Well, I probably could, but I don't know if I can hit that high.
Oh, you can.
So in love. So in love.
See, I told you. So in love. I can do the finger snaps really good. I got those down pat.
Great job. Hey, Mike, that's a good one, Mike. That was a good one, Mike. Great job, Mike. I got to give you that one.
Yay. Michael, thank you. Have their vote of approval.
Three cheers for Mike.
I found some interesting things. I found a few interesting things out today that have nothing to do with anything, but I thought, what the heck? So I'm giving you a choice of Chris and David. Would you like to hear about National Airborne Day is today, National Roller Coaster Day, or National Rum Day?
Well, let's do rum first, and then we can come back with the roller coaster.
Yeah, okay. That was my choice too.
But let me get the caller. Let me get the information from the caller. I'm listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, today is officially National Rum Day, and here's some facts, okay? Okay. Rum is the third most popular spirit in the United States. Only vodka and all the whiskeys combined beat it for first and second rankings. In 1764, the British Crown placed a tax on sugar, molasses, and rum on the American colonies, and this tax was called the Sugar Act of 1764. And this was instrumental in the unrest that finally became the what? The American Revolution, all because of the tax on the sugar. How do you like that? So it says, rum conjures up sailors and pirates. The reason for that is how rum came to be. In the West Indies during the 1600s, large plantations grew sugar cane. And when they extracted the sugar, they created a byproduct called molasses.
For years, the molasses was a waste product until it was discovered it could be distilled into rum. And then rum became not only a commodity for trade, but also a ration on the ships delivering the product. Even in the modern Royal Navy, British sailors received an allotment of rum until 1970. So that's all about National Rum Day. But it was a little
nice.
Kind of interesting.
I like that.
Yeah. Do we have any callers, Chris?
Nope, that's it. That's it.
Okay. So did you want to hear about National Roller Coaster? Oh, wait, we have to go to break.
Yeah, we got to go to break first.
Yeah, we got to go to break, and we're going to be talking to Joshua on the other side of the break if he comes in the Zoom room. All righty.
Let's hope. We'll be right back.
Go on a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back.
right back. Hope you're still there. Hope you're still listening to the show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Well, you can call in if you wish to. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. We're live from Orlando, Florida. We're live in the – oh, yeah, we're live. Great to be alive. Great to do everything you can to vote, too. Hope you can vote. And by the way, hope you belong right now to AARP. There's 38 million people in this country that belong to AARP. When you're talking about senior citizens, you should belong for only $12 a year. You cannot go wrong. That's the place to belong, AARP. You got great discounts and restaurants and everything else, and they're behind us. They're behind the senior citizens, AARP. Remember that name, AARP. And listen, folks, it's time for Lynn Golder. Lynn, you're up, Lynn.
I'm up. Well, that was a nice introduction. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome Joshua Lucas, and Joshua was kind enough to call in tonight from California. And Joshua is the Recreation Programs Manager at Wayfinder Family in L.A., California. And Joshua is going to talk about his role at Wayfinder and how he got involved with one of our sponsors, which, as you know, is Angel City Sports in California. So welcome, Joshua. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, we're super excited to have you. So tell us about Wayfinder and then how you got involved with Angel City Sports and about the virtual games during this pandemic. They're still participating there. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So thanks again. You know, I just want to share a little bit about my story. So, yeah, I work at Wayfinder Family Services, which is formerly known as Junior Blind of America and formerly known as Foundation for the Junior Blind. It's a great nonprofit. So they started in 1958 with a camp for the blind in Malibu called Camp Bloomfield. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Camp Bloomfield on here. Been going since 1958, and it was founded by Norm Kaplan, who's the founder of the organization. And the camp for the blind is actually kind of what started the entire organization. I actually got involved in 2012, so I'm from Pittsburgh. And I was doing my bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and I happened to meet a professor who was very passionate about disability sports. And so I took a little bit of disability sports in my schooling, ended up being introduced to goalball. And so I started coaching goalball and went to the goalball national championships for high school in St. Augustine, Florida, at the School for the Deaf and the Blind in 2012. And I met the former camp director of Camp Bloomfield, and it worked out. I said, hey, you know, what do you guys do? And he said, oh, we run a camp. And I said, do you take interns? And he said, we do. I said, because I need an internship for my master's degree. So cool. I came all the way from Pittsburgh to California to do my internship for my master's degree in adaptive physical activity. And I just fell in love with Camp Bloomfield. I had gone to Slippery Rock University, which is just north of Pittsburgh, about an hour north. And I had worked with doing a blind sports camp there, which I absolutely adored. And I love blind sports. Goalball is my favorite sport. And going to Camp Bloomfield in Malibu was just that on steroids. It was bigger. It was longer. It was a whole summer camp, bringing in kids and adults who were blind. And I said, yes, this is what I want to do. And I got lucky enough to get hired full-time at the organization in 2013. So I moved my whole life from Pittsburgh to LA to be able to be with these athletes who are blind and teach them sports. And that was my big passion. And wow. Through the organization, we had the camp, and then we did something called the Junior Blind Olympics. And we've done that for years, years and years. And then a couple of years ago, Angel City Sports, the other nonprofit in Los Angeles, came to the Junior Blind Olympics, and they just introduced themselves and said, hey, we want to check out what you're doing. And they told us about Angel City, and they said, we want to be, our goal is to be the biggest Paralympic sports organization in the country. We want to start it up for everybody. And at the time, they had all athletes who were a lot of spinal cord injury, wheelchair athletes, amputee, dwarfism, all those types of disabilities, but not many for the blind. And so they came to us and talked about ways to incorporate that and teach them about blind sports. And so after going and seeing theirs last year, it just dawned on us. We had a big idea. We said, you know what? We said, instead of keeping us separated, we love it what you guys do. And you're in the same spirit of what we're doing, and you're doing it at UCLA. So we're going to combine our events. So we took the Junior Blind Olympics, and we were serving probably about 250 athletes from California, Arizona, and Utah who were blind. And we said, you know what, we're going to bring them to Angel City. That was the goal for this year. So we were super excited, and we're all amped up to do goal ball for the first time there, doing lots of blind judo. And then the pandemic hit, of course, and Angel City had to pivot. So we've still been partnering with them doing the Angel City Virtual Games, which is going to be in its third week. And it's still going to be open to adults, kids who are blind. And that's going to start on Monday, August 24th. And the sports that will be offered for the blind, they can check out swimming. We'll be doing some swimming workouts. Obviously, it's a little different at home. Powerlifting is open for the blind, and cheerleading.
Wow.
Those are the three for the third week. We've already done blind judo, and we did goal ball in the earlier weeks. And we'll continue doing those, most likely in a virtual format. So I know you guys have listeners from all over the country.
We do.
And what's fantastic is going into the fall, I think Wayfinder and Angel City, we're both going to continue some virtual programming, especially with my expertise for the blind. And we'll probably have some online stuff for some goal ball and some more blind judo workouts, things like that, to keep people active.
Joshua, I have a couple of questions.
I do too.
Yeah, I forgot. I know. Two questions. One is goal ball. Does that operate like B-ball? And secondly, do you work with the Blind Judo Foundation? Because we're very familiar with them.
I work. So I'll start with Blind Judo. I work with Blind Judo with a great judoka, Marlon Lopez, who is, a two-time Paralympian. He's a bronze medal Paralympian at the 1996 Games in Atlanta. He's also out in L.A., and we have a blind judo program with him. He teaches the kids hands-on, which is so funny. I tell people, I'm like, you don't realize, you know, anywhere else how much you'd have to pay to have an Olympian or a professional athlete teach you. And, you know, we're offering blind judo to these kids in L.A. for free from somebody who has won a bronze medal, which is crazy. So we do work with him. He is part of USA Judo also. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a connection with the Blind Judo Foundation, but yeah. I don't think I've ever necessarily been hooked up with the blind.
Well, I can introduce you to them if you'd like. And so tell us a little bit about the goal ball before you go back into the virtual games. Is that like beat ball? Is it the ball beats? Or?
So goal ball is a Paralympic sport that was made after World War II. And what I love about goal ball is, one, it's a team sport, which is huge. A lot of sports for the blind are individual sports. So having a team sport is super cool. But it's not like beat baseball, and it's not like five-a-side soccer. It is the only thing you can compare it to is it's kind of like bowling meets soccer goalies. So it's played on a gym floor about the same size as a volleyball court, and it's teams of three. So it's three versus three. All the lines on the court are tactile. So it's tape over string, so you can feel the front line, the out-of-bounds lines, the goal lines, the midline. And you take a ball, it's about the size of a basketball, weighs 3 pounds, and it has bells in it. And it doesn't bounce, it's hollow because it has the bells in it. It's not like airtight like a basketball. And it's, like I said, kind of heavy. And you take it and you roll it on the ground as hard as you can. And the other team listens for it, and they dive out in front of it. Like
oh,
soccer.
Wow.
So they make a wall with their body, and they're diving onto the ball and blocking it. Because the goal goes from sideline to sideline. The goal is all nine meters wide. So you're protecting sideline to sideline, the three of you acting like goalies together. It's a super unique sport. And that's, you know, when you talk about Paralympic sports, there's three categories. There's Paralympic sport that has no adaptation. So like track and field and swimming. There's sports that have some adaptations like wheelchair basketball and sled hockey. And then you have sports like goal ball that are made completely on their own. It's its own thing. It's super cool. During the game, whether you're totally blind or just legally blind, everyone's blindfolded. So you're all on an even playing field, and it's just three versus three, and you're going at
wow,
it.
That's
my
terrific.
Favorite sport.
David, did you have a question or two for Joshua?
I did, I did just have a quick question, Josh, if I may, about blind judo. I'm not familiar with it, and I wonder if you could give me just a – I'm sure there's a whole bunch of differences between that and a typical sighted judo, but I wonder if you could highlight a couple of the big differences in the rules, exactly how blind judo works. Because I know with wrestling here in the public schools, that blind people could be on the high school wrestling team, and they have but they had to be in contact at all times and have specific stance. So I wonder if you could tell me what the differences are, or similarities maybe.
For sure, David. So it's funny that you say that, because it's actually very similar to sighted judo. So judo is kind of like wrestling. So there's no striking. So you don't have to worry about getting hit. You don't have to worry about being able to see any striking. There's no striking. So it is kind of like wrestling, but you're tossing your opponent. You're going for throws is what they call it. So
gotcha.
The main adaptation, which is great, is it's judo at its core. It's the same thing. The only adaptations is one, if you're going out of bounds, the referee will stop, obviously, the match and recenter the two athletes. But there's no penalty because you can't see the out of bounds. But two is in normal, well, quote unquote, sighted judo, you're 4 feet apart when they start. In blind judo, they connect you. So you have 2 points of contact. They'll put one hand on the opponent's sleeve, and then you grab your other hand on their lapel, and then they start. So you already have your points of contact, very similar to what you were saying in
right.
the wrestling.
Gotcha.
That's been part of why it's so popular, is like it's judo. Whether you're blind or sighted, it's just judo. You have to know your throws. You have to have your balance. You have to know where your placement of your hands and your feet are going. You're trying to trip your opponent. You're trying to toss your opponent and pin them to win the match.
I'm really sorry I missed the virtual judo. I would have loved to hear that and to see how you approached it. So I'm going to
check out
the site.
Will that be back on again?
The Angel City Games, we won't be doing blind judo this week, but we probably are going to continue into the fall, especially obviously Los Angeles County and Orange County and down here in Southern California. The COVID is still giving us a pretty good fight right now. So I think things are going to be closed here a little bit longer. So our virtual programming is probably going to go into the fall and the winter. So I'm definitely thinking of doing another one.
Joshua, not to interrupt. Tell David the website and also the listeners that we have a lot of sports-minded listeners out there that are listening to you, and tell them how to find out when the virtual games are, what time of day, and, you know.
For sure. Yes, it's angelcitygames.org, all spelled out, angelcitygames.org. And my organization is wayfinderfamily.org. Either one. My email is super simple. It's my first initial and last name. So JLucas@wayfinderfamily.org. You can also always hit me up. But the games, angelcitygames.org, go through the registration, and they have a great portal that they're building out, and it is accessible. And they will continue giving feedback, especially I know working with athletes who are blind, accessibility is huge for them to sign up for camps and our workouts and all of our other stuff. So they have a great portal that they're working on making accessible, and I think they've done a pretty good job so far. So you guys can set your schedule and do that. But we are going to be getting more stuff. We just finished up our online camp. We did Camp Bloomfield online. So we're going to be coming out with our fall sports activities calendar probably by the end of September. We'll have set some dates of when all your listeners can log on and follow some workouts at home. They're audio described. I'm usually on there audio describing them, the workouts, and it's fantastic.
It certainly is. Well,
especially right now,
Josh,
during the virus. It's something great, a great time to be able to check out what's going on and not have to leave the house, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was great for you to come on.
Thank you.
Loved having you.
Definitely enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. Anytime, I got to stop talking. You guys got to cut me off because I could talk about blind sports.
Okay, well, we'll have you back again.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely have to have you back.
In September, okay?
Anytime.
The next virtual games. We'll have you back. Thank you, Joshua. You stay well out there in California.
Stay well.
Thanks
for coming on.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Be well.
Okay, so I believe we're going to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's true. He was great.
He was great.
We're going to break.
Enjoy talking to him.
There's the castanets. Right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, my friends. You are tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. I wouldn't kid you about something like that. It's true. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, live from Orlando, Florida. We've got Dave, that's me. We've got Michael. We've got Lynn, Chris in the studio, and we appreciate you tuning in. If you want to call in, please do, and our phone number here 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you've got any thoughts, we're getting near the end of the show, and kind of wanted to play a little instrumental tune for you guys to suit music to soothe the savage beast, something a little different, an original of mine. When I was working at Lighthouse here in Central Florida, I worked in the afternoons, and quite often Brenda and I would have a little picnic before I would go in, which was so nice, and there's a little place close by a park, so we would go in there and have something to eat, and so I wrote a little Spanish tune called Lunch by the Lake. Never get a chance to play a samba, so I recorded all the guitar part and did it here at the house. And so I would like to have Chris cue that up. This is Lunch by the Lake by Dave Hillebrand. You can find it on YouTube, in fact. Thank you. Hey, well, all right. That was a song called
Once
by the Lake.
Hey.
By Dave Hillebrand there for you.
And what is the name of it again?
Every Step of the Way.
Yeah?
All right.
Thank you.
David, what was the name of it again? Dave.
Dave, what was the name of it?
Lunch by the Lake. Lunch by the Lake.
Lunch by the Lake.
With that,
go to YouTube and look. Go to YouTube and look me up.
Wow. Was that Lake Ivanhoe?
Actually, I think it was a little lake there, or a little park there, Lake Ivanhoe.
Yeah, that's nice.
The ducks would come up. It was nice, you know?
Nice.
A good way to chill before going into work. I was nice and relaxed.
I remember those days when you worked at Lighthouse.
Yeah.
But that's Chris with the sound effect.
Hey. This place is going to the birds.
We're losing it, Chris.
Okay. Hey, Chris, we have time to do another trivia. Chris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's do a trivia.
He's yes, sir.
We're losing it. Trivia time. Okay. Tell me who's singing this song. This was the number one song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407. Who's singing this song? Number one song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
Yes, I need you. Yes, I do need you. Please say never leave me. We'll say you never. Yes,
okay, Chris.
Really never.
I wanted to talk to Chris, but I didn't want
to. Great song. Love that tune.
So, Chris, while we're waiting for people to call in with the answer. Chris?
I'm all ears. I'm talking to you. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, baby. I was wondering how it was going with school. Are you back? Last week you were saying you might be going in the classroom. Are you in
the
classroom now?
Yes,
what's happening?
Yes, we're back in school. We're doing like a hybrid class. And in the midst of us doing a hybrid class, we're going to have some in and out, you know, facing back and forth, facing some of the students in. So it's a lot. We're still trying to figure out some things and still trying to revamp some things and redo some things at the same time.
And
you're
teaching broadcasting, right?
Right. Right. I'm teaching broadcasting. Hold on one moment. Let me broadcast over the phone line.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I wonder if he's a tough teacher. What do you think, Lynn?
I don't know. I think I see him with the interns at the studio, and he's really nice.
Who's
nice?
He has his
moment. I don't know about all that. You being nice and lenient.
I think he could be tough and nice. Maybe you're tough and nice, but I only see the nice part. I don't see the tough part.
Listen, let's
you're not
go.
Not too tough on them, are you?
Not too tough, but I want them to make sure that they're accurate and that they're correct and they're right.
Hey, they don't have to cut tape like back in the old days when I was going to broadcasting. But,
hey, listen, I still have my reel when I first started this thing.
Oh, yeah?
I still have my reel-to-reel, and I still know how to cut and splice.
Wow.
Yes. Listen. Let's go to the phone line up in the ATL and talk with our good friend Paul from Atlanta, Georgia. Paul, he said, hey, Chris, I got this one. Paul, where you at, Paul?
Okay, I'm Paul in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Doing all right. How about you?
All right. So, Paul, how do you know about our show? We didn't get a chance to ask you.
I showed up on the Blind Ham's email list several months ago. I've been calling off and on ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific. And I've actually got this trivia if you want me to take a stab at it.
Well, we
absolutely. Do. If you think you know who it is, number one song, what's the name of the group? See if you know
he
it.
He knows.
The Dell Vikings.
100% right.
Yeah. Well,
Come Go With Me was the number one song. Number one song in 1957. Come Go
Good
With Me by
you.
The Dell Vikings.
Woo-hoo.
Fantastic. You
All
just won
ball.
Yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Subway.
And a ham. A ham at that. Good for you.
Sounds good.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So, Paul, you stay
you
online, you talk to Chris, and Chris will get your full address.
Okay.
And we hope you call in again. That's very nice.
Keep on calling in, Paul.
All right, Paul, hold on one moment.
Okay.
Liz, let's take a trip up to the big state, the Big Apple, they say. They call it the Big Apple, but over in part of the Big Apple, there's a section of the Apple called the Core. Let's go to East Meadow, New York. And talk to Brad. Brad, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Hi, Brad.
How are you? Hi, Brad.
All right.
How's Brad doing today?
That's the Dell Vikings.
No, that we had a winner.
Yes. Someone beat you to the punch, though.
Oh, someone beat me.
I am so
sorry. Someone beat you
to
the punch.
All right, we'll try again next week.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Sorry about
Atlanta
that.
Beat East
Meadow. Atlanta beat you. Atlanta beat you. Thanks
but
for calling
close,
in.
But you were close, doggone it.
That was Brad from New York City.
He'll get it next Meadow. Time.
That's Long Island.
That's Long Island,
yeah.
Yep. Thanks for calling in, Brad.
That's Long Island for you
Long
guys.
Long Island. 516.
Right. Yep.
Got to emphasize the G. What's that?
I was wondering if Chris had anybody else on the phone.
Chris.
So, David, what are your before I do my wrap up, what are your plans for this coming week? Staying home.
You're too sweet and innocent. I really can't tell you. I don't want to. I don't want to cause any trouble. You know, make any waves, cause any disturbances. No, actually, I don't have any big plans this week. I'm hoping it's going to be a nice, chill week. Do some a little more songwriting. I've got a bunch of songs that I've got like 90% finished. So I've got to put little finishing touches. The goal is to have a pretty cool all original CD at the end of the year to pass along to friends and such. It's been long coming, but I've got so much material now. I can fill a CD and then some, so lots of crazy stuff.
David, one of these days, David, when you're on, you need to talk about your collection of all your vintage. Are they Victrolas? Victrolas? What do you have?
Yeah, Victrolas as well as Edison wax cylinder. The very first thing ever recorded were on wax cylinders, and I have them as well as the machine to play them on, crank up. Phonographs is pretty cool.
Wow.
All recorded
on
a wax.
I don't know where you keep all that stuff. Yeah.
It's not easy.
We'll have to have you talk about that. And another time, I know there was a lot of interest when you were – some people know that you're a ham radio operator. We'll have to talk about that again.
Yeah, like Paul up in Atlanta.
Football.
That
yeah.
was cool that he tuned in from then on.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so I think I'll do my show wrap-up now before we say goodnight. And
wow, that went by quick.
It did. So it's my turn now to say join us next week. Sorry, Dave, it won't be you.
Oh, man.
Join us next week, same time, same place, and guest co-host Elizabeth Alexa for Royal Blindness. We'll be calling in from upstate PA. We always enjoy talking to Elizabeth.
From Lehigh Valley.
That's right. She's associated with Lehigh Valley Association for the Blind. And Leslie Hoskins
who is the manager of community engagement and outreach at Leader Dogs for the Blind, will be calling in, as well as our good friend Peter Cucciavi. And you all know that Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. So can you say a busy show? Can you say a busy show?
Absolutely. Listen, folks, I wanted to say one thing before we go off the air. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there. Good night, all.
We'll
love you all.
Dining.
Thank
night,
you,
everybody.
David.
Good night.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot,
thank
everybody.
You, Chris. Thank you, Lynn.
Hey, that's
thank
it.
You, everybody.
Hey,
good night, everybody.
Have a great night.
Bless you all.
Wash your doggone hands, people. And be
what
good.
Was that, Dave?
I said, wash your hands, people, and be good.
Oh, right.
Socially
wear your mask.
Yeah, wear your mask for sure.
And our dogs are sleeping now because they had their turkey. So now it's quiet that we're going off the air.
Yay.
Hey, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye, Chris. Thanks.
Good morning. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye, kids.
Up our act.